Today we're going to learn Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We're in the series of Mishnahs now that are talking about the shofar. So the Mishnah tells us, shofar shenistak, if a shofar gets cracked and is split into two pieces, v'dibko, and you glued it together, pasul. It's going to be pasul because the shofar has to be one shofar, not two or three shofaros. Dibek shivrei shofaros, if you took broken pieces of different shofaros and you attached them together and formed a new shofar, puzzle. That's also puzzle because again, you need one shofar, not shtayim shlosha shofaros. Nikevu sutama. If the shofar had a hole in it and you plugged up that hole, im ma'akev esatzkia. If the plugging up of that hole is ma'akev detzkia, meaning that the plugging of that hole changes the sound of the shofar, then puzzle because the kol shofar is not coming from the shofar; it's coming from the stima. V'im lav. But if it doesn't really change the sound of the shofar, then kosher. It's going to be kosher. Hatokel l'tocha bor or l'tocha dos or l'tocha pitas. If a person blows shofar into something that produces an echo, im kol shofar shama yotze. If you only hear the sound of the shofar, yotze. Vim kol avara shama lo yotze. But if you hear the sound of the echo, you're not yotze. V'chein misha ya'over achori beis haknesses or she'a beis or samach beis haknesses. Similarly, someone who's going behind a shul or his house is nearby a shul, v'shama kol shofar or kol a megillah, and he hears the sound of a shofar or megillah. Im kiven libo yotze, if he has kavanah to be yotze by hearing that sound, then he's yotze. Vim lav lo yotze, if he doesn't have kavanah, then he's not yotze. Ve'afel pisha zeh shama v'zeh shama zeh kiven libo v'zeh lo kiven libo. Unbelievable, two people having the exact same experience, they're both hearing the same kol shofar, one of them is yotze, the other one's not. Why? Because one of them has kavanah and the other one doesn't have kavanah. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Aruch v'kitzro. Let's say you had a long shofar and you chopped it down to size. Kosher, as long as there still remains a shear of a shofar, it's kosher. Gerdo ve'amido al gildo, if you thinned it out, kosher, it's also going to be kosher. Tzipoz, if you line the shofar with gold, b'makom anachos peh, pasul. If you put gold right where you're going to put your mouth, it's going to be pasul. But shalom b'makom anachos peh, kosher. If the gold does not go right where you put your mouth, then it's kosher. Tzipoz, av mi b'fnim, if you put gold inside the shofar, pasul. Because then clearly the sound is being produced by the gold and not by the shofar itself. Mi b'chutz, if you put the gold outside the shofar, im nishtana kol mikmo shaya, pasul. If it actually changes the sound of the shofar, then it's going to be pasul. V'im lav kosher. If it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, then it's going to be kosher. Good. Nikevu stama. The Mishnah spoke about this. If you have a hole in the shofar and you closed up that hole, you plugged up that hole. Im ma'akiv es tkiya pasul, v'im lav kosher. If it somehow changes the sound of the tkiya, then it's going to be pasul. But if it doesn't change the sound of the tkiya, it's kosher. Nasan shofar b'toch shofar. If you put one shofar inside of another shofar. Im kol panim yishama, if you hear the sound of the inner shofar alone, then meaning the inner shofar is longer, so it sticks out further. Yatza v'im kol chitzon shama lo yatza. But if you're hearing partially the sound of the outer shofar, then you're not yotze because that's really a sound being produced by two shofaros simultaneously. The Gemara brings other details of these halachos. Tan rabbanan gerdo baby v'mimi b'chutz kosher. If you thin out the shofar either from the inside or from the outside, it's kosher. Gerdo ve'amido al gildo, kosher. No matter how much you thin it out, you make it very, very thin and crisp, it's still kosher. Hiniach shofar b'toch shofar, im kol pnimi shama yatza, im kol chitzon shama lo yatza. We said that if you put one shofar inside of another shofar, if you hear the sound of the inner shofar, yotze, but if you hear the sound of the outer shofar, you're not yotze. Hafacho v'takabo, if you flip the shofar around and blow with it, lo yotze, you're not yotze. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean, hafacho? Amar Rav Papa, lo tema dehafche b'chituna. Don't say that we're talking about where you completely flip it, where the way you would flip around your shirt and turn it inside out, where the inside of the shofar, you somehow soften it to the point where you're able to turn the shofar inside out. Ela shehir chives hakotzer. Even if you just mold it differently, where you take the narrow end and you widen it, v'kitzer es harachav, and you take the wider end and you narrow it, even that is going to be possible. My time, mikdash Rav Masna, and the reason is for what Rav Masna says, dam Rav Masna, because the pasuk says by tkiyah shofar v'ha'avarta, derech ha'avaraso be'inan. You need the shofar to be the way it grows on the animal, that the wider side has to, the wider side as it grows on the animal has to be where the sound emanates from, and the sound has to go through, the wind has to go through, starting at the narrower side as it grows from the animal. Good. Mishnah also, dibik shivri shofros. If you take different pieces of a shofros, and you put them together to make one shofar, puzzle. So that's puzzle. Tan rabbanan, hosav lav kol shu ben bimino ben shalo bimino, puzzle. If you add onto the shofar on the wider side anything, whether you're adding on from the min of a shofar or not the min of a shofar, it's still going to be puzzle because it's still a violation of shnayim u'shlosha shofaros. Nikev u'stamo, if you had a hole in the shofar and you plugged up the hole, bein bimino, bein shalo bimino, whether you plugged it up with something that's a piece of shofar or something that's not a piece of shofar, puzzle. Rabbi Nassim says, no, we could distinguish. Bimino kosher. If you plug it up with more shofar material and it doesn't change the sound, it's going to be kosher. Shalo bimino puzzle. But if you plug it up with non-shofar material, it's puzzle. Bimino kosher amar b'yochanan v'hush and ishtayir rubo. It's only kosher when you plug it up with shofar material if most of the initial shofar remains. Mechal de shalo bimino af pishin ishtayir rubo puzzle. That implies, though, that when you're plugging it up with non-shofar material, even if most of the original shofar remains, it's still going to be possible. Ika de masni la asefa. Some learn Rabbi Yochanan commenting on Rabbi Nassan in the Seifa, that shalo b'mino pasul, that it's dafka when it's shalo b'mino, it's pasul. That's where Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'husha nivchas rubo, if the majority of the original shofar is not there. Mechal de b'mino, afal pish nivchas rubo, kosher. Ooh, but that implies that if you do use shofar material, even if most of the original shofar is gone, it's still going to be kosher. So two deos, whether plugging a shofar with shofar material would work even when the majority of the original shofar is gone. Two deos. Good, the Braisa went on to say, Tzipoz of mi b'fnim pasul, that if you line it with gold on the inside, it's pasul. Mi b'chutz, im nishtana kolam, im kmo shaya pasul, im lav kasher. From the outside, it depends if it changes the sound of the shofar or not. Nistak liarko, the shofar gets cracked along the length. Pasul, it's going to be pasul. L'rachbo, if it gets cracked along the width, im nishtayir bo shir tkia, if there's still, before the crack, enough of a length of a shofar that it would be kasher from where the mouth is from to the crack, then kasher. Then we consider it as if everything beyond the crack is gone, and the rest of it is your kasher or shofar. V'im lav, pasul, but if from the mouth of the shofar to the crack you don't have a long enough piece to be considered a shofar, then it's going to be possible. The kamashir tkia, how big does the shofar taka have to be? Perish Rabbi Shimon Gamliel kadeshiach zenu biyado v'yirei l'kan l'kan. It has to be that a person can hold it with his hand and you would see it protruding on both sides of his hand. So basically slightly more than a tefach. Hayakolo dak o ova otsarur. If the sound of that shofar is very soft, very thick, or sarur, I'm not sure what that is, some other unusual type of a sound, meaning a dry sound or something, Rashi says, not clear exactly what that is. Kosher, shakala kolos ksherin, that the halacha is, no matter what sound the shofar makes, if that's the sound of that shofar, that's perfectly fine. Now, when the shofar is attached to the animal, it's completely closed, and it has two parts to it. The one is the outer part that the shofar is the shofar itself that we blow in, and the second is the what we call the zachrus of the shofar. That's inside the shofar and fills the whole cavity of the shofar. So when we prepare a shofar for tkia, we take out that zachrus, we take out that inner part that fills the cavity of the shofar, and we're left only with the outer part. So Gemara says, what if you do it a little bit differently? Let's say you puncture the inner part without actually removing it. V'takabo, and then you tokea through it, yatzei yotzei. Pshita, kulinami mikdach karchulei. By all shofros, you puncture it in order to be misakin it. Amar Ravashi, shekadacha b'zachrusa. No, it means you made a hole right through the zachrus of the shofar instead of removing it. Ma'u detema min b'mino chotzeitz. I might think that the zachrus is not considered part of the shofar, and therefore it's a chatzitza, kamashmon. Therefore, it has to tell me that it's not considered a chatzitza. So even though really the best way to make a shofar is by removing the zachrus, by removing the stuffing, so to speak, that fills the cavity of the shofar, if instead of removing it, we puncture a hole in it, that also works. That's also good. Then the Mishnah said, tokeh l'tochabar l'tochados, if you blow into a pit or something like that, that creates an echo. It depends what the person hears. If he hears the kalavari, he's not yotze. Amrafun l'oshanu l'osan omdim al-sfas habar. That this whole thing of not being yotze is if you're standing by the edge of the bar. But if you're inside the bar, you're yotze because you're always going to hear the kol shofar, not the kol havara. Tani nami hachi, we have a brisa that supports this distinction between people standing at the edge of the bar and people standing inside the bar. Hatkel tochabar tochados yotze, ay vatnan lo yotze. Elav shmamina kid Rav Huna. Must be that Rav Huna is right. If we have a stira in Tanayim, whether you're yotze or not yotze, it must be that the resolution to that stira is that when you're inside the bar, you're yotze. When you're outside the bar, you're not going to be yotze. Shmamina vika dramilu mirma. Some asked it as a stira. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah Tzkel Tochabar Tochadus, lo yotze, that you're not yotze. I vatanya yotze, but isn't there another brisa that says you are yotze? That the difference is that if you're standing at the edge of the bar, you are not yotze because you're hearing the echo. If you're standing in the bar, you are yotze, and we'll make that a main point. The main point is that for those standing out inside of a bar, they're yotze because they're hearing the shofar, not the havara. But for those standing outside of the bar, they're not going to be yotze because they're probably hearing the echo. They're probably hearing the havara. Baz Hashem will pick up with Amar Rabba, the last two words on the page, next time.